All right, so today we're diving into something pretty fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, breathing.
Yeah.
But like not just regular breathing. We're talking about a specific technique
Interesting.
called box breathing.
Box breathing, huh?
It's supposed to be amazing for like conquering stress and sharpening your focus. And get this, it was originally developed by like Navy SEALs.
Wow, Navy SEALs. They definitely know a thing or two about handling pressure.
Right. So, I mean, if it works for them in those crazy high pressure situations, just imagine what it could do for us in like everyday life, right?
I'm intrigued.
So in this deep dive, we're gonna break it all down, like how it works, the science behind it, and how to actually like do it, how to incorporate it into your routine, make it a habit and stuff.
I'm all for making life a little less stressful. I mean, who isn't these days, right?
No kidding. Okay, so first things first, what exactly is box breathing?
Okay, so picture this. You've got a square, like literally a square in your mind.
Okay, got it. A square.
Each side of that square, it represents a stage of your breath. So you inhale for a count of four, you hold that breath for four, exhale for four, and then hold again for four.
So it's like you're drawing the square with your breath.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that visual. That makes sense.
It creates this rhythm,
Yeah.
almost like a meditation.
Okay, cool. But what makes this so effective? Like, what's actually happening inside our bodies when we do this?
So it all comes down to your autonomic nervous system.
Oh, the one that controls like all the automatic stuff, right? Like breathing, heart rate, all of it.
Exactly. And this system, it's got two branches, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay. And remind me, which one is the fight or flight one?
So that's your sympathetic nervous system.
Right. Okay. So that's the one that kicks in when we're stressed, right? Like makes our heart race, palms sweaty, all that fun stuff.
Exactly. It's your body's like emergency response system.
Okay, so where does box breathing fit into all of this?
Well, think of box breathing as like the antidote to fight or flight.
Oh, interesting.
This measured breathing, it actually activates the other branch, the parasympathetic nervous
The
system.
rest and digest one, right?
Yes. And that's what calms your body down. Like it's basically hitting the brakes on that stress response. It's like telling your body, hey, everything's cool. We can chill out now.
So it's not just about like feeling calmer. There are actual physical changes happening too.
Oh, absolutely. I
Yeah.
mean, think about it. When you breathe deeply like this, you're increasing your oxygen intake, and that can actually boost your energy levels and mental clarity.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, if you're hitting that afternoon slump or you're feeling mentally drained, box breathing can be a great way to, like, recharge.
So it's like a quick reset button for both your mind and your body.
It
Pretty
is.
cool. And the best part is you don't need any like special tools or a quiet space to do it. You could practically do this anywhere, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate mindfulness technique. It's super accessible. It can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And here's the kicker. It's backed by science.
Oh. Tell me more.
So studies have actually shown that box breathing can like significantly reduce cortisol.
Cortisol, that's the stress hormone, right?
And too much cortisol can wreak havoc on your body, in the long run.
I mean, I've heard a lot about cortisol, but I don't really get like what it actually does to us.
So imagine you're like constantly on high alert.
Yeah.
That's what chronic stress does to your body. It keeps those cortisol levels elevated, and that can lead to a whole bunch of problems: sleeplessness, weight gain, weakened immune system. The list goes on.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just about feeling better in the moment, it's actually about protecting your health long term.
Exactly. And box breathing, it gives you a way to like directly counter those effects.
Okay, that makes this even more interesting. You also mentioned that box breathing increases heart rate variability.
Well,
What exactly does that mean, and why is it a good thing?
so heart rate variability, it's basically the variation in time between your heartbeats. And greater variability, it actually means better resilience.
Resilience to what?
Stress. It means your body can adapt more easily. Think of it like this. You've got a car that can quickly switch gears depending on the road conditions.
Makes sense.
That's what higher heart rate variability does for your body.
Oh, so it helps us transition between like fight or flight and rest and digest more smoothly.
Exactly. And we need that, right? I mean, life throws us curveballs all the time.
No kidding. But wait, isn't our heart rate supposed to be like steady? I always thought that was a good thing.
Well, a healthy heart, it doesn't beat like a metronome. It's constantly adapting to your needs. A
Interesting.
rigid, unchanging heart rate that can actually be a sign of stress or underlying health issues.
Okay, so box breathing is helping us build a more like resilient heart, not just a calmer one. This is fascinating. But how does breathing, just breathing, influence heart rate variability? Is there like something else going on here?
There is. There's this really interesting connection to something called the vagus nerve.
Ah, the vagus nerve. Okay. I've heard it's important, but I don't really know what it does.
So the vagus nerve, it's like this major communication pathway between your brain and a whole bunch of organs, including your heart and lungs.
Okay, so it's like a what, like a control center or something?
Kind of, yeah. But think of it more like a brake pedal for your stress response. It helps your body relax and recover.
So the vagus nerve is the chill out nerve.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And guess what? Box breathing directly stimulates the vagus nerve.
No way.
Yeah. It amps up those calming and restorative effects.
So we're basically using our breath to hack our body's own relaxation system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. All right, so this all sounds amazing in theory, but let's get practical. How do we actually do box breathing? Like, walk us through it.
Okay, so first, find a comfortable position. You can sit or lie down, whatever feels good.
Got it.
Try to minimize distractions. Maybe close your eyes or soften your gaze.
Okay, check and check.
Now for the breathing. It's a four-phase cycle, remember?
Yeah, the square.
Right. So inhale for a count of four, hold for four, exhale for four, and hold again for four. And then just repeat that cycle.
Easy enough. But let's be real. What happens when our mind starts to wander? Because it will.
It totally will. That's normal. Don't worry about it. When it happens, just gently bring your attention back to your breath and the counting.
Okay, so it's not about like emptying your mind or anything.
Nope. It's more about noticing when it wanders and gently guiding it back. Like any new skill, it takes practice.
Makes sense. You know, I have to say, I'm actually feeling kind of curious to try this myself now.
You should. It might surprise you how powerful even just a few rounds can be.
All right, let's do it right now.
Let's go for it.
Everyone listening, find a comfortable position and we'll inhale together. Hold, exhale, hold, and all for a count of four.
Nice and slow. Just focus on your breath.
Okay, wow. I actually feel a bit more grounded already. That was surprisingly calming. I can see how this could be helpful, especially since you can do it literally anywhere, anytime.
I know, right? Think about how helpful it could be before a big presentation at work, or if you're feeling super overwhelmed during the day, or even just before bed to like unwind.
So many possibilities. It's like having a secret weapon against stress and, you know, brain fog.
It really is. And the best part is, it's a tool you always have with you. You know, you don't need any special equipment, just your breath and a few moments of intention.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered the what and the why of box breathing, and we even gave it a try ourselves. But are there any like tips or tricks, especially for beginners? Like, how can we really get good at
Oh,
this?
totally. First of all, don't get too hung up on the exact count. Like,
Okay.
if 4 seconds feels too long, just start with a shorter count.
Right, ease into it.
Exactly. The important thing is to find a rhythm that feels comfortable for you. You can always gradually increase the count as you get more comfortable.
That makes sense. It's not about forcing it.
Right. And, don't be afraid to get a little creative. Remember that square we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, the one we're drawing with our breath?
Yes.
Yes.
Try actually visualizing yourself, tracing each side of the square as you breathe.
Oh, like actually picturing it.
It can help to keep your mind focused, especially when you're first starting out.
That's a cool tip. And like any new habit, consistency is key, right?
Totally. Try to incorporate box breathing into your daily routine, even if it's just for like a few minutes at a time.
Like first thing in the morning or during lunch or.
Yeah, exactly. Or while you're waiting in line at the grocery store, you know. The more you practice, the more natural and effective it will become.
I love that. Just weave it into those little moments throughout the day. It doesn't have to be this big formal thing.
Right. It's all about making it accessible and sustainable. And hey, tracking your progress can be really helpful too.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big believer in tracking progress. But how would you recommend tracking it with something like box breathing?
I mean, just pay attention to how you feel before and after you practice. Do you notice a shift in your mood, your energy levels? Can you focus more easily? Are you less reactive to stress? You know, the more you observe those changes, the more you'll be encouraged to keep going.
Yeah, it's about celebrating those little wins, those moments where you're like, hey, this is actually working.
Exactly. And those moments, they build momentum. You know,
Yeah.
they help make it a habit. And, as you get more comfortable with the basic technique, you might even want to explore some advanced variations.
Ooh, advanced techniques. Now you've really got me intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, for those who want to take their box breathing to the next level, we'll dive into that after a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
All right, so we're back and ready to get into those advanced box breathing techniques you were talking about.
Okay, so let's say you've been practicing the basic box breathing, you know, the 4 seconds in, four hold, four out, four hold.
Yeah, we've been drawing those squares with our breath. Right, and you're feeling pretty comfortable with it. So one way to, like, level up your practice is to extend those counts.
Oh, okay. So instead of 4 seconds for each phase, we could try
5 or 6 even, whatever feels right.
So like a bigger box, deeper breaths, yeah. Would that make it even more effective?
It could. Yeah. Like by lengthening those breaths, you're further stimulating that vagus nerve, really promoting that deep relaxation.
Okay. So slower and deeper. Got it. But what if it starts to feel like too intense?
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
If you start feeling lightheaded or anything, just go back to the shorter counts.
Right, right. Don't push it too far. So longer counts, that's one way to make it more advanced. What else?
Guided practices can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Especially if you, like, you know, if you tend to get distracted easily.
Yeah, I can see that.
There are a ton of apps and like audio guides specifically for box breathing. And they often have like calming music, nature sounds, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like having a breathing coach right there in your pocket.
Exactly. And then if you really want to take it to the next level, you can try combining box breathing with visualization.
Visualization. Okay, I'm intrigued. How does that work?
So as you're breathing, imagine yourself in a place that feels like really peaceful and calming to you.
Okay, like
it could be a beach, a forest, a mountaintop, whatever brings you that sense of tranquility.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And really picture it, you know, like the sights, the sounds, the smells, the whole sensory experience. Just immerse yourself in that calming scene as you breathe.
Wow, I can already feel myself relaxing just thinking about it. It's like taking a mini mental vacation.
Right. And it can be incredibly powerful. It just adds this whole other layer to the practice.
Mm.
Makes it even more enjoyable and effective.
I'm definitely going to try that. You know, it's interesting. We've been talking a lot about the practical benefits of box breathing, like managing stress, improving focus, all that. But you mentioned earlier that there's like a whole other dimension to this.
Yes. It's about the connection between our breath and our overall well-being. Breathing isn't just this physical process, you know.
What do you mean?
It's so deeply connected to our emotional and mental states. I mean, think about it. How does your breathing change when you're feeling anxious or stressed?
Oh, it gets all like shallow and rapid.
Exactly. But it goes both ways. Just as our emotions influence our breath, we can use our breath to influence our emotions.
So it's like a feedback loop.
Yes. And that's where techniques like box breathing come in. You're consciously slowing down your breath, regulating it, and that can actually shift your emotional state.
Wow. So we can like interrupt those patterns of like shallow breathing, the anxious breathing, and replace them with something calmer and more steady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by doing that, you're not just calming the body, you're calming the mind, creating this sense of inner peace that can have a ripple effect on every area of your life.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about putting a Band-Aid on stress. It's about cultivating a deeper sense of well-being.
Yes. It's about coming back to yourself, you know, connecting with your inner wisdom.
And you were saying that this ties back to like a deeper connection with our body and mind. How does that work?
So as we practice box breathing, as we become more aware of our breath, we naturally start to pay more attention to the sensations in our body.
Oh, like actually feeling the breath?
Yeah. The rise and fall of your chest, the air moving in and out. We become more present in our physical experience.
It's like tuning into our internal radar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a key element of mindfulness, right? It allows us to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment. Create space for greater self-understanding.
So by connecting with our breath, we're also connecting with ourselves on a deeper level.
Exactly. It's not just a physical exercise. It's an inner journey.
I love that. It's like, it's about unlocking our inner potential, not just fixing a problem.
Yes. And that's the beauty of it. It's so simple, yet so profound. It's available to everyone, anytime, anywhere.
It's like a superpower we all have within us.
And the more we practice, the more accessible that power becomes.
So how can our listeners start tapping into this? What's the first step?
Just be curious. Explore your breath. Notice how it changes throughout the day in different situations. Become aware of its rhythm, its texture.
Like become a detective of our own breath.
Exactly. And as you become more attuned to your breath, you can start experimenting with different techniques, like box breathing. Find what works for you.
And don't be afraid to play around with it, right? Adjust the counts, add visualizations, use guided practices, whatever feels good.
Absolutely. It's a journey. Be patient with yourself and enjoy the process.
So what's the one thing you want our listener to walk away with today? Like the essence of box breathing and its power.
Your breath is a powerful tool for self-regulation, self-healing, self-discovery. By understanding your breath, by harnessing its power, you can unlock a deeper connection with yourself, your body, your mind, your inner wisdom.
Beautifully said. And I think that's the perfect segue into our final thoughts. That was like seriously eye-opening. You know, it really makes you realize how much we take our breath for granted.
It's true. We do.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you really think about it, breathing is essential.
Right.
I mean, it's literally the first thing we do when we're born and the last thing we do before, well, you know.
Yeah, wow. It really puts things into perspective. And after this deep dive, I'm definitely starting to see breathing in a whole new light. But before we wrap things up, you know, I'm curious about the bigger picture here. Like, we live in this world that's just go, go, go all the time. Stress is like the default setting for so many people.
Yeah.
How can something as simple as box breathing help us deal with all that chaos?
That's such a good question. I mean, we're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, you know, demands on our time and energy. It's no wonder so many of us feel stressed out and disconnected.
It's like we're always stuck in that fight or flight mode.
Yeah, never really getting a chance to fully relax and recharge.
Exactly. So that's where box breathing comes in.
It can be a game changer. Yeah. It gives us a way to like reclaim our inner peace. You know, find some calm amidst all the craziness.
So it's not just about managing stress in the moment. It's about building like long-term resilience.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's about giving yourself the tools to navigate all the ups and downs of life, you know, with more grace and ease. Mm-hmm. It's about cultivating that inner strength, that stability that allows you to thrive no matter what life throws at you. And, you know, the best part is it's accessible to everyone. You don't need anything fancy, just your breath.
I think that's what's so powerful about it. It's a truly democratic approach to well-being. It's like the power is literally within you.
Right. It reminds us that we have this incredible capacity for healing, for peace within ourselves. We just have to tap into it.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into box breathing, what's the one thing you want to leave our listener with?
I'd say, remember this. Your breath is a powerful tool for self-regulation, for self-healing, for self-discovery. By understanding your breath, by learning how to harness its power through techniques like box breathing, you can unlock a deeper connection with yourself, with your body, your mind, your inner wisdom.
That's beautiful. And I think it's the perfect note to end on. So to our listeners out there, I encourage you to give box breathing a try. Make it a part of your daily routine. See what happens. Play around with the different variations we talked about. And most importantly, pay attention to how it makes you feel. You might be surprised at the difference it can make.
Maybe we will.
Until next time, everyone, keep breathing, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.